All right. Have you ever heard of a dry land turtle called a gopher?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is something else that people occasionally use for bait. You find them in freshwater streams. It's got claws, you know, little thing.
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm. Do people just eat those instead of using for bait ever?
Some parts of the country, they are like Louisiana, they eat just like shrimp.
Yeah.
But here, I don't know if anybody ever caught them to eat.
What do you call that insect that you see at night that is around the lights and it tries to fly into the light, you know?
You're not talking about the ground cricket, are you?
What about, is it the same thing as that insect that might get in your clothes and eat them up if you're not
careful?
A moth. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this insect that flies around at night and it flashes, looks like it blinks on and off.
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I've heard it called fireflies. Or something. That's what the book called it. Mm-hmm.
And this is an insect that you see around ponds and lakes. It's got a thin body and transparent wings. And sometimes, you know, it lights on your fishing pole and you have to shake it off.
Mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call those things snake doctors?
Yes, I've heard that phrase also. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some of the insects around here that might sting you?
Yeah, the honeybee, bumblebee, yellow jacket, hornet. Wasp.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned wasp. What about this insect that makes its nest on the side of people's houses? Looks like it's made out of mud.
Well, that's what we call a dirt dauber.
Mm-hmm. Will that sting you?
No.
That won't sting.
It the one that makes the real long ones is a blue one. Mm-hmm. He's colored blue. Mm-hmm. And they have one that makes little short ones and heals them up.
Yeah.
They're kind of a brown, black dirt dauber. Mm-hmm. And that's the only two.
Is there a kind of little insect around here that if you walk around barefooted, it might burrow up under your skin and cause itching places or something like that?
Well, hookworm works on this this way.
Yeah.
And sandworm, they call them, mm-hmm. or ringworm. Mm-hmm. I think a sandworm and a ringworm are one and the same.
Mm-hmm. What about red bugs? Do you have those around here?
Red bugs or chiggers? Mm-hmm. Yes, we have those.
Mm-hmm. What about types of snakes?
We have all the poisonous type snakes that's in the United States or in this area.
That's a dubious distinction, I guess.
The poisonous types are your rattler and your cottonmouth and your copperhead and your coral. And then we have several varieties of water snakes, and the blue racer, and the garter snakes, several different species of those.
Mm-hmm. Is there a type of snake called a king snake around here?
Yes, there's a king snake.
Is that snake supposed to be able to kill other snakes?
Yes, according to the literature or books that you read on them, they will. I've never caught one doing it.
That's interesting. What about these insects? Some of them are black, some of them are green, and they have long legs, and they hop around, you know, in the grass.
No. You're talking about the spider or the grasshopper?
Grasshopper, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever heard people call grasshopper anything else?
There's one species that some people sometimes refer to them as a July fly.
Mm-hmm.